This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Hello, dear friends. Welcome. It's another edition of Retire South Shore Radio, coming to you each and every weekend on multiple stations throughout New England. And it's a pleasure, as always, to be here with Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services. We were both commenting on the schedules we're keeping these days, and everybody, of course, is in the holiday mode. But, man, the phone's ringing off the hook. A lot of things, a lot of activities, a lot of seminars. It's been really fun.
It's a really busy time of year for us. You know, year end is obviously something that's critical to a lot of people trying to take advantage of any sort of tax opportunities that they have, and they're trying to wrap them up obviously before the end of the year. And then everyone, you know, from a non-financial standpoint, is pulling out their sweatpants for this coming Thursday so they can eat as much turkey as possible. it's definitely been a busy time for us in the office, which is wonderful. And it's been nice to be able to meet so many new people through like the events that you talked about, you know, seminars, webinars, and obviously these radio shows, which have been a wonderful way for us to get information out to people.
Well, it's interesting, Mark. Over the years, you and I have done a lot of these shows, obviously, every week. And over the years, you've helped me sort of adjust my way of thinking about things. And I assume that's carried over to the listening audience very well. And today, we thought we'd focus on a term of art that is familiar to everybody, the old lump sum. People think in terms of a big old pot and what they have in that pot, and we're here to sort of approach it in a way that will make everyone feel a little bit better. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, well, there's a reason you and I have been on the airwaves for a number of years, and I don't really talk about the lump sum very often. The reason being is that, you know, people always ask me the same question. How much do I need to save in my nest egg or my lump sum? How much do I need to have in order to retire? And I tell them pretty much the same thing all the time. Stop chasing the nest and start focusing on the eggs. And that sounds really cheesy, but it's true. I mean, stop focusing on your number. We talked about kind of loosely about it a few weeks back of what's the benefit of that? If your number is, I got to get to 500,000 or I've got to get to $1 million. Why? Because you don't really, you know, when you get to that point, if you don't get to it, you're massively disappointed. If you do get to it, you're also disappointed because nothing changed in your life. So we try to focus on income being king. Now, it's obviously people want to have money and they want to make money and they want to be able to grow it and maybe leave money to the next generation. But for the most part, most of our clients, when they transition into retirement, they want income. They want to be able to take money out of those accounts in the most efficient, safest possible way. So it becomes more of a focus on the outcome, what the money's for, and how you'll take it out of the accounts ultimately.
It is so true that we say it all the time. Everyone's situation is unique to them. And before you even start thinking about, you know, what you're going to need or what you have, I'm sorry, you should think about what you're going to need. And we talk a lot about putting together budgets and getting a plan. A plan is the secret to the whole thing, getting a strategy so you know that money you do have is protected and also it'll work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, most of our clients, the baby boomer generation, when they started working, I would say almost every company that was like a major company had a pension plan providing them with lifetime income. So they didn't have to think about it. You know, my dad, as you know, worked for Guinness and he had a pension plan. So it wasn't really a consideration. I would say that most pension plans for the private sector are almost extinct. And I think, and this is just my opinion, I think the investment and savings and, you know, the general money industry has really been negligent in getting people super focused on the number. In fact, some companies in the past had actually used their advertising campaigns specifically about what's your number. You know, the focusing on that doesn't really help anyone. It doesn't really make anyone more comfortable. We see people every day who have more than enough money saved, but they're terrified about rolling into retirement because they haven't really thought about how they're going to actually get the money out. I was looking at some stats while I was preparing for today. 36% of current retirees think that they have enough. 45% of them don't think they have enough, and only 18% of them think they have more than enough saved. But it's all thinking, right? They're not sure. And I'm not saying go ahead and take your life savings and go and turn it into something that you have no control over, but look at it from a methodical standpoint. Realize that that's what the money's there for. That's the reason that you saved it. 401ks have kind of become king. They've been around for about 40 years, I think. And, you know, they coupled with Social Security, for most of our clients, that's where the money's going to come from, you know? So you want to make sure that you're putting yourself in a position and putting your money, more importantly, in a position to start the focus on, now I'm getting ready to wind down from my career. Maybe I'm going to work part-time, but I need to take supplemental income. And there's too many variables in lots of these calculators that you see online that kind of makes me nervous when I talk to clients.
Yeah, I've talked to some of the clients, of course, through the years. And one of the most reassuring things is, as they tell me, is when they're told you're going to be okay because you've done your good work, good hard work in saving. Yep. And now we can develop a strategy that will enable you to live comfortably on money and not have to worry about where the income's coming from. It's a great feeling of relief.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, if you look at it from the perspective, we talk budgets nonstop, right? In the office, on the airwaves, at seminars, at workshops. And when I talk about budgets, I'm not, you know, saying put yourself on a budget. I'm saying, you know, just figure out what your life costs you and bring it down to a monthly basis. That way, you're really only having to budget for 30 days rather than rolling into retirement and saying, all right, I got this money, now I got a budget for 30 years. It's overwhelming for people.
Right,
and really, you don't want to be overwhelmed as you transition out. It's difficult enough to step away from a career that you might have had, let alone now wonder, well, where the heck is my check going to come from every month?
One of the real saving graces is if you have a question, a burning question about your own situation, and you want it answered by the team, the All Hands Analysis team, or a member of that team, they offer at South Shore Retirement Services the 15-minute no-obligation strategy call. And man, you get questions of all kinds. Let me give the number so you can set it up. It is by appointment, but there's no obligation. 781-836-4214. Call that number on Monday morning, or even call it now as you're listening to the show and leave a message. Someone will absolutely get back to you, 781-836-4214, or on retiresouthshore.com. You can absolutely click in the grid and make your appointment that way. A lot of folks are getting a lot of relief, especially this time of year. So there are questions about the lump sum that I think you're handling quite well. Don't think of it as that just big gob there that's sitting in it you have to act on immediately. Think of it as what you've worked so hard for and how it's going to work for you now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, it's critically important to have done some saving throughout your working life so you have money to generate whatever retirement income that you think you might need. But there's certain things that you should be doing prior to retirement. And even if you're in retirement, you should be still looking at them from the perspective of what am I going to do going forward? We just mentioned mapping out your budget, mapping out what you're going to spend on a monthly basis, and then how that might change over, you know, the rest of your life. And what I mean by that is like little things that might drop away, you know, certain costs that you might have that will stop at some point, more medium-sized costs or larger costs of like mortgages, and maybe a mortgage gets paid off. But then look at the other costs of how things are going to increase for you over time. And maybe healthcare costs go up. Maybe you're completely terrified by things that you read and see on the television about how much healthcare is going to cost. But until you ask someone, or until you say, well, what if this happens? How do I protect against that? How do I make sure that if one of us falls ill, that we're not going to completely wipe out our savings? Other things that I think, and I half laughing when I say this because of the three girls at home, Niamh, Emma, and Reese, is lots of our clients come in and they get ready for retirement. And one of the key things I ask is when we're going through like forms, when they're setting up accounts, you're asking about beneficiaries. So when we're talking about, most of the times their children are beneficiaries, I always ask the phone numbers because phone numbers tend not to change as quickly as addresses change. And it's interesting, sometimes you see that the phone number sequence of numbers is so similar with the whole family, which leads me to believe that the parents are still paying for the adult child's cell phone bill. So maybe look at your adult children. If they're financially able to support themselves, maybe they should go ahead and just support themselves so you don't have to keep paying for certain expenses indefinitely.
Every time you bring that up, I blush because he's looking right at me, and I'm absolutely one of them. Let's help people. If they're going down the wrong path, you're going to put up some cones, some protective cones to keep us from straying. And when I say stray, I mean simply chasing something that might not make sense. Wrong things to ask, wrong things to go for early on.
Well, I just think look at it from the right perspective. You know, the questions of like, how far will my money go? How far will it last me? You know, it doesn't matter what your number is. Everyone's got a number that they need on a monthly basis. And it doesn't matter if it's $5,000 or $50,000. You want to know how long money lasts. It's next to impossible to know exactly how long it's going to last because you don't know so many variables that potentially will come up. The biggie is, you know, are you going to plan to life expectancy? Well, what happens if you live beyond life expectancy? What if it happens if you live significantly beyond life expectancy? What happens if inflation, which is crazy at the moment, what is it, 5 or 6% inflation at the moment? Mm-hmm. We all see that at the pump. We all see that at the grocery store. I was chatting to a client the other day and he said, do you know how much a sheet of plywood is? And I'm sitting looking at him like, I don't even know what a sheet of plywood was, never mind what it is. But apparently yes. It's gone up significantly in cost.
Yeah, very much.
And then you look at the idea of what happens when, I don't want to say if, but what happens when the stock market goes in the wrong direction? And now you're distributing money out of these accounts and now they're bleeding because they've already gone down because of something that you really didn't have any control over. So, you know, bad questions to ask. I don't want to say bad in with regards to, you know, people are making mistakes, but look at this logically and say, all right, I've built this money up over the rest, over my working life. And now I want to start distributing money out of it. To give you an analogy, like if you were going to drive you and your wife from Boston to Florida, you wouldn't just jump in the car and say, let's just drive until we run out of gas. And then we'll just figure out where we are and we'll just stay there. You map things out. You make a strategy for, all right, what's the best time of day to leave? What's the most efficient route for us to take? Where are we going to stop along the way? How many times are we going to have to stop and get gas? And you plan a simple thing like that out. Not that driving to Florida is a simple thing. It's quite a drive. But why wouldn't you do the same thing with your money going into retirement? Look at what your money is doing now. Separate the money out for what its use is, income and growth. And then from an income perspective, look at what money you're going to need for the next year, 5 years, 10 years, and so on and so forth. And then look at how you should be saving that money accordingly based on the timeline of when you're going to need it.
And it's important at this point to mention that the all hands analysis approach that you employ at South Shore Retirement Services makes the process so easy. It's because we're talking about things we, the retirees to be, have to think about. But we have people who can help us with graphs, charts, easy to understand English, help us see it right there in front of us, you know, what the best prospect of savings, what the best prospect of income is. And it's not going to make your hair hurt, if I can use that expression.
No, not at all. I mean, I think you can't bury your head in the sand and assume that it's going to be okay, because what if it isn't going to be okay? Maybe it works out for you. Maybe it's great. Maybe you have more than enough money and everything just ticks along. But even if you do, if you have more than enough money, maybe there's some sort of strategy that you could be positioning your assets in to minimize tax liability for the next generation, or minimize tax liability when, unfortunately, the inevitable happens in a couple when one person passes away. One of the other things that we look at is, you know, people talk all the time, and this is kind of promoting myself because I'm 45 and promoting Brian here in the office because he's 31. Lots of people come into us and they say, listen, I have a financial advisor and I love him or I love her. I've worked with them for 30 years and, you know, I worked with them from the point that I started saving money. And then I asked the question, not that they're not doing a wonderful job, but while you're working, you're doing your job, you're putting money away and you're accumulating wealth. When you go into retirement, you start pulling money out, right? And sometimes you need a lot more help, a lot more guidance as to how that can come out. And if you've had a financial advisor for 30 years, do you think that there's a point in time where he or she are going to get ready to retire and then they retire, or even maybe worse, they pass away? And now you're 80 years old and you're sitting there saying, well, what was the strategy? What are we going to do here? Not always the case, but I think sometimes people should be looking at it from that perspective as when you're going to really need a person, make sure that that person is there.
Absolutely. We will be here for you right after a short break. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio.
You may think you'll be paying less in taxes in retirement, but what if that isn't true with the national debt out of control, approaching $30 trillion? It's safe to say we're all going to be paying for it. If you're about to enter retirement, you may have accounts that have not yet been taxed. It's time to strategize just how to make the most of your hard-earned savings. Here's Mark Rolette, founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services.
Consistent returns are critically important during your retirement, but I would argue that tax management and tax strategy is equally as important. It's not just about reducing your tax bill this year. It's about minimizing and being smart with your total lifetime tax bill, and that takes preparation.
Schedule your free 15-minute strategy call today and get helpful answers to your retirement questions. Visit RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com.
We return now with more of Retire South Shore Radio. Wherever you may be listening, we appreciate it. And there are people getting in touch with the firm, South Shore Retirement Services, all the time. I just want to remind you that the phone number is 781-836-4214. You can call to set up that free, no-obligation consultation or call for other things, and you will get a call back, 781-836-4214. With Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services, we did a lot to allay fears in the first half. I felt a lot better at the end of that first half of radio.
No, I do. Paying for your children's cell phone bill, though, but that's okay.
That's a project. I have to work on that. But the old axiom that's really old is hope for the best, plan for the worst. And we're not saying that things are going to be bad, but always think about, you know, situations that could arise and how you want to protect yourself and so forth. And that's really so gratifying and so relief giving that I appreciate that. But there are certain things that people can ask and should ask themselves. We thought we'd run down a few, five of them maybe, that are key to this process, that are key to the process to feeling a lot better about things.
Yeah. I mean, before the break, we talked about, you know, lump sums, and people get so fixated on their nest egg and how much money they have to get in order to comfortably retire. And, you know, again, I've had the blanket statement from people saying, everyone says you need $1 million to retire. I'm like, who's everyone? I mean, everyone's situation is so different. Some people might not be able to retire with $1 million, but some people might be able to retire with $200,000 because they have pensions and they have great social security benefits. But I think, you know, there's certain questions that you have to ask yourself before you would actually go into retirement. And I just figured we'd go through those. You know, one of the big ones is, how much do you have left in the tank? And what I don't mean money, I mean actually being able to go to work. Because lots of times people say, I'm not going to retire. I'm going to work for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 more years. I'm like, are you going to be able to do that? Forget about the job, maybe saying, hey, we don't want you to do it anymore. Do you have it in the tank? The flip side of that is, you know, I want to retire now, but then you really feel like I still have something to give, and I still have the ability to get up and go to work, and I want to go to work. Maybe you don't have to work at the same level that you're working now, but realistically look at, you know, how much time you think you could devote to continuing to work, because it helps from taking the pressure off your money. But it also helps from the standpoint of, don't retire too early. And I don't mean that, you know, retire too early and, oh my gosh, we're going to run out of money. Retire too early and you're sitting at home on a Monday afternoon saying, what the heck did I do? And you don't want it. You don't want to stop working. I was with a client last week who he's got a pretty high powered job, and, you know, he's thinking about retirement. And, you know, we started talking about, well, would you think about consulting? And, you know, based on the profession that he's in, he could probably consult and make a really reasonable salary from anywhere in the country. And, you know, I don't think he'd really thought about it. He was like, oh, I never thought about that, because then we don't have to do this and we don't have to take money from this, because your consulting will cover most of your expenses. So I think that would be critical, is, you know, how much do you and your spouse have left in the tank to continue to go?
I think that's a great question. And sometimes just the opposite occurs. You think, oh, I'm going to work another 5 years. And then you work that extra month or two or three after you retire, quote unquote, and you realize, I should be playing golf. You know, I want to get out of here. So Everyone's got the freedom at this point to make decisions. What's question number two that we should consider?
Well, I almost think this is even more important. Trying to map out the life that you want in retirement. visualize what you actually want to do in retirement and then trying to figure out how much that's going to cost you every year. If you remember, I think it was this year, we did a radio show on the bucket list of stuff to do.
Yes.
Making a list of all the things you want to do and put 100 things down on paper, big things, little things, you know, big ones going to Italy, little ones, you know, I want to walk 3 times a week down at the beach, regardless of weather. But map out what you're going to do, because make sure that you're transitioning into something, not transitioning into nothing. But B, figure out what that's going to cost you. Like, look at and visualize what you see you and or your spouse doing every single day, every week, every month, not down to the hour, but figuring out, okay, well, I think I'm going to do this and I think I'm going to need X amount of money. One of the things that people make a mistake on, and we talk to people about it all the time, they're like, well, we want to travel when we retire, so I want to budget, you know, $15,000 or $20,000 a year for travel every year. I'm like, you're going to travel every single year? Well, I don't know if I'm going to travel every year. I'm like, let me tell you, I've been doing this for 25 years. You definitely will travel in the early years, but then you'll take years off. You might not travel. New grandchildren might arrive and all of a sudden you find yourself back, you know, doing daycare for no money, but you're not able to travel at the same level. So most of the time when we build budgets, we wouldn't necessarily include a monthly or distribution for a vacation that may or may not happen. Mm. We would just take it out as we need it. So I think it's really important to figure out how you see your life and then figuring out realistically what that's going to cost you.
And rather than, as you said in the first half of today's show, rather than plan out the 30 years that could be in front of you, take a look at a month. Take a look at maybe 2 months, but a month anyway, right, Mark? That's the way to get the ball rolling.
I think it's a lot less overwhelming, you know? I mean, to budget for 30 days versus budgeting for 30 years, it's so much easier to do it that way. And, you know, at the end of every month, depending on where you're taking your sources of income from, it all gets replenished. So you don't have to worry about, you know, keeping this asset or these monies intact for 30 plus years. I think one of the other things that, you know, in the list of stuff that you should be asking yourself is, are we keeping the house? You know, are we going to stay in the home that we live in now? Are we going to downsize? Are we going to move to another state? Are we going to keep, you know, maybe you have a house here and a house in some warm weather in Florida. Are you going to keep those indefinitely? A lot of people go into retirement saying, I'm not sure. And that's fine. But at some point, if that's going to be sold, how's that going to impact and change your retirement? So if you're the sort of person who's thinking about, I can never afford to retire, just try to figure out what your life's going to look like over the course of the next 30 years, because it might be surprised as to what you actually think you're going to be doing.
As you listen to Mark and the two of us talk about these things that we're sharing with you, remember, if you have a specific question, and I'm sure you do, and you'd like a question answered by professionals who know what they're talking about and can help you, guide you, then there's always that 15-minute no-obligation strategy call. Go to RetireSouthShore.com for details and make that appointment for the call, and you can do it in your home, from your home, from your car. It's a really worthwhile method of helping out. So we're giving people food for thought here. A great idea to just think about these things. You've mentioned at least three. There are a couple more that we wanted to touch on.
Yeah, I mean, one of the, they make, you know, they say all the time, I'm like the Grim Reaper talking about people passing away, but it's a reality of life. And that's something else that people should look at. What income do you need if one of you were to pass away? And is that going to change your tax impact? Is that going to change your taxes if you're now a single filer versus a joint married filer? I spoke to a client this past week on a Zoom, and we were talking about just that. He's got a pension plan. He was not married to his current wife when he got the pension plan, so he chose his option accordingly. And the option of when he passes away, the pension will now stop. So I asked the question, you know, well, what's the backup plan? And they had one and it was great, but you need to look at that from that perspective and say, all right, if one of us dies, how is that going to impact the other person financially? Obviously, emotionally, it's going to be terrible, but financially, how is that going to impact you? Over and above that, if it's not going to impact you financially at all, but you still have IRA or 401k money, maybe there's a huge advantage to taking some of that money out now and paying taxes on it as a joint filer, because it might be less expensive than doing it as a single filer. So that to me is a really important one, is what happens if one of us were to pass away.
And that brings up the estate planning issue. I was out to dinner with a couple of couples a few weeks ago, and for some reason it just came up. People were talking about estates and wills, and two out of the four did not have a will, and they were in their 70s at this point. And, you know, you raise your eyebrows, say, wow, why not? Well, I'll get around to it. Now's the time to do it. And then you do it and you don't have to worry about it for a while.
Absolutely. I mean, we talk about the all hands analysis all the time, and we've really honed in and focused on income today. It's not just about income. Income is obviously king, in my opinion, making sure that you have money to do what you want to do. Growing your money, making sure that you're making the best possible returns that you can comfortably feel. The tax strategies are huge. The Medicare side of things, of making sure that you've got supplemental plans, and then the estate plan. Yeah, I mean, everything can be thrown out the window if you don't have the right documents in place. That's why Bill Caldwell, who you know very well, and myself have been working together for, 13, 14 years at this point, offering low-cost legal work, $399 for an entire estate plan for a couple, every document that they would need in order to ensure that all things are taken care of, yeah, and giving that person the peace of mind, and quite honestly, giving their family the peace of mind too.
Yeah, we have a few minutes left. There's one or two more questions, but the one that really matters is, you know, how do I feel about all this? What's my emotional state? But what do you have there that you'd like to share with us?
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, we talked about, you know, making sure that you don't leave too early or you don't leave too late from your job. You know, how much fuel you have left in the tank, sort of thing. Do you know what your life's going to cost you? Where are you going to be, and what house are you going to live in? And are you downsizing, or are you just moving to another state? What's going to happen if somebody dies? And I think ultimately is, do you feel prepared? Do you feel prepared listening to the show today that you're all set and you're going to be able to roll into retirement without any care in the world? If you do, God bless you. That's fabulous. And I'm really delighted for you. But if any of those things kind of stirred any sort of moment for you while you were listening, it just makes sense to talk to someone. I mean, I would love you to talk to us in our office, but just talk to someone and see if you're doing everything right. And that's what those strategy calls are about. You know, if we're able to get on the phone for a few minutes with someone and ultimately give them some information that puts more money in their pocket, that can't be a bad thing.
No, absolutely. And the fact that there's so much information available, we'll just talk about this particular platform, RetireSouthShore.com. You can find all kinds of information along with seminars you can attend, webinars you can enjoy listening to. But it's not as though we're hiding any information or the government is hiding. It's all there. But it's a question of putting it together in a cogent way and not in a rushed or complex way. This is real life we're talking about. And I know you care very deeply about the people you work with.
Listen, I know the business that we're in, and people who listen to us every week know the business that we're in, that we help people with their money, and that's how we make a living. But I think there's a lot more to it. And we want to be able to give people as much information as possible and let them make the decision if they want to continue to have a relationship with us. I got a really nice email from a client last week. He actually sent it to Holly by accident, and then she forwarded it on to me. It's actually not even a client, just a gentleman that I met who takes care of his money by himself. And we sat down and I just kind of shared for 45 minutes ideas and strategies that might make sense for him, knowing full well that he wasn't going to become a client, but maybe he speaks well of us with somebody else, and that's okay. I don't want people to feel the pressure of they come into the office and these guys are just going to sales pitch the heck out of us, because that's not what we want. That's not what we do. We really and truly want to build good, solid, long-term relationships with clients, and we're very aware and very sensitive to the fact that these are huge decisions, life savings, and you're making a leap of faith to have somebody help you with the rest of your life, which can be almost 50% of your life. People retired sometimes longer than they worked.
Well, I think people are thankful that there are those who can help. And speaking of thanks, it's Thanksgiving week, so I wanted to wish you and the girls and your lovely wife and everyone in your family the very best and a safe and happy holiday.
Oh, likewise.
It's going to be a great time. Make sure that you revisit the idea of that 15-minute strategy call. If you have any questions, go to RetireSouthShore.com, and we'll see you next time. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.